I have to say, I'm just grateful that when you were showing the old TV clips, you weren't showing the ones where I had the afro that was out to bot here, and the pork chop sideburns, and what have you. Although Tony Pan and I have been discussing with this whole Ravens Mania thing with the Joe Stash, you know, we've been having the goatee kind of contest. I just may have to bring the pork chops back. But at any rate, it's an honor to be here. June, Chris, Ward, Andrew, Amy, I know we're all gathered here in sorrow. You're right. You reminded me of that. But I promise this is going to be a Festivus of Ron. This is a celebration of his life and joy and happiness that he brought to a lot of us, for me, for 34 years. You know, everybody asked me this morning, how are you going to handle today? And I said, I'm fine. I'm fine. And I'm not. Ron was a very, very special person. Special to me, special to a lot of people out here. There have been a lot of humorous stories told about Ron, and I got a few to share with you. I'm telling you, Dr. Bill Howard and Jerry has told his. You know, Ron was a very special, special person. I've got to tell you, my very first encounter with Ron was terrifying, absolutely terrifying. It's 1978. I had just turned 25 years old. I was brought in to audition to be his co-anchor on the news at 6 and 11 p.m. And I had started in the business. I thought I was experienced. I started in broadcasting at 17, had worked in the Phoenix market, had worked in the St. Louis market, some larger markets. So I thought I had it going on at, you know, just ripe old age of 25. So Ron had, I guess they had brought in about 8 different anchors to try to audition and see what was going to be a good mix with Ron. I was probably the 8th person on the audition docket. As you can imagine, Ron was just, not another one. Because Ron was like, you know how Ron was, not another one. Can we get on with this? So he wasn't in the best of moods. Now keep in mind, you saw the TV clip, you know, I was used to an anchoring style that was more remnant of the Walter Cronkite, very laid back and slow and deliberate and, you know, we're going to talk about the news and blah, 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 blah. I didn't even know what the Action News format was, okay? So they start rolling the music, what have you, the music's getting pumped, and Ron's got the first couple of stories out, and it's like, Action News, I'm Ron Smith, and he had the first 3 stories, and they came to me, and all I could do was turn around, and I looked at Ron, and I said, wait, ho. And I said to Ron, you have got to be kidding me. Is that the way they do the news here? I couldn't even talk that fast. And Ron looked at me, and you know how Ron could give you that look. He looked at me just as sternly, he says, that's why it's called Action News. So take a deep breath, get yourself together, and let's get through this. And, you know, he let me compose myself. And to his credit, he toned down his speed just a little bit just to accommodate me. And, you know, we got through it, and eventually I was hired. And it developed, it started a wonderful relationship that lasted for nearly 34 years. We actually co-anchored together for 3.5 years. And I'm telling you, Ron was the most knowledgeable, the most credible, the best newsman I have ever worked with in my life. We've heard a lot about how well-read he was and wondering where that drive came from. And I've talked to Ron a lot, and I think what it came from is his never-ending desire to prove himself. Keep in mind, we're talking about a gentleman who quit high school, joined the Marine Corps, didn't get that formalized education, and so he was basically a self-educated, self-taught, well-read individual. One of the most intelligent people I think I've ever met in my entire life. He became my professional mentor. He taught me how to do my homework, how to be always be prepared. He became a trusted confidant. But most importantly, he became my friend for life. Now, as you've heard Jerry say, Ron knew something about everything. Or at least he thought he did. He would never let on that he didn't. And if he didn't, he'd excuse himself. I'm quite sure he rented a book right quick, read it and came back, and now he's full of knowledge. It didn't matter if it was sports, politics, economics, religion. Ron could quote passages. He could quote statistics like he was a computer. And this was in the day before computers were even invented.